LA police chief says three suspected arsonists arrested after being caught amid deadly wildfires. Los Angeles Police Department Chief Jim McDonnell on Tuesday gave more details on the arrests of three arson suspects in light of wildfires that have scorched thousands of acres in Los Angeles in recent days. On Sunday night, our North Hollywood officers responded to a call of a possible arson suspect who was using a barbecue lighter to light fires. Officers arrived on the scene, and the suspect was arrested for an outstanding felony warrant for arson and booked into Van Nuys jail, McDonald told a news conference. A day later, police made two more arrests related to the fires, including an arrest on Van Nuys Boulevard after a suspected arsonist lit a fire in nearby brush, he added. That fire was extinguished by Los Angeles Fire Department officials, McDonald said, adding that the individual was arrested on arson charges and is currently in jail. Also on Monday, officials responded to a radio call of a suspected arsonist on San Vicente Boulevard in the West Los Angeles area, he said. That person had set alight a nearby trash can, which was extinguished by fire officials, he added. Citizens directed the officers to the suspect location, where he was then taken into custody without incident, the police chief said. Video from local businesses showed footage of the suspect starting fires in that area. He was booked into our jail for arson. No details on the suspect's names, countries of origin, or other details were provided. The three arson arrests, which took place outside the fire area, were in addition to 14 arrests by the LAPD in the Palisades fire area, McDonnell said. Those arrests included curfew violations, impersonating a police officer and a firefighter, ammunition, burglary, and other offenses. Meanwhile, in sheriff-patrolled fire areas, there have been 39 arrests for looting, illegal operation of drones that could interfere with firefighting aircraft, curfew violations, and other alleged crimes, Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said. On Monday, Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman told a news conference that charges had been filed against 9 suspected looters and a suspected arsonist. These crimes are appalling and represent a direct attack on our community during a time of unprecedented loss and vulnerability, Hochman said in a statement. Let me be clear, if you exploit this tragedy to prey on victims of these deadly fires, we will find you and we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. About 88,000 people in Los Angeles County remain under evacuation order as of Tuesday. A red flag warning due to dry conditions and high winds went into effect on Tuesday morning, affecting portions of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. It is expected to last through Wednesday. Some areas are under an additional, particularly dangerous situation, warning. Authorities said an additional 84,800 people could be evacuated if the fires spread due to winds. The death toll from the fires rose to 24 over the past weekend, and officials have cautioned that the figure could rise. McDonnell said that as of Tuesday morning, of the 34 people reported missing, 21 have been found safe, 2 have most likely been found deceased but have yet to be positively identified, and 11 remain unaccounted for. Some 40,000 people have already applied for assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which has provided more than $8 million so far for immediate needs, said Robert J. Fenton, Jr., Regional Administrator for FEMA Region 9. Fenton said at the news conference on Tuesday that victims will still need to file insurance claims. FEMA aid is not a substitute for insurance, but is designed to help with unmet needs, after insurance claims are paid, he said. However, recent legislation now allows FEMA to assist those who are underinsured, he added. The Associated Press contributed to this report.